This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If a person is living in a toxic, abusive environment or a toxic, abusive relationship, that person, of course, is going to suffer. And so the environment needs to be healthy by and large for you to be healthy. Environment matters. I want to just add something here. A lot of times we hear sort of rhetoric that's like, you know, just have more iman, right? If a person is suffering in an abusive home or relationship, there's the have sabr, and then there's the, you know, just pray more or read more Quran. You're feeling depressed, read more Quran. I can tell you right now, reading Quran is an absolutely amazing healing. However, environment still matters. And I will give you evidence for that. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions, when they had gotten to a point where Mecca was absolutely abusive, why were they told to migrate from the abusive environment to a healthier environment in Medina? They had Quran, they had Salah, they had tawakkul and sabr more than all of us. But they still were told to leave the toxic, abusive environment and go to a healthier environment. Because environment matters.